One of the first ones that I can remember, and I mean it stuck with me since, was I was 8 years old, and I was going to knock for my friend, and I had to cross over the main road where we were stood the other day, and a car full of boys, I don't even know what age they were, because it all happened so quick that I was like, oh. Okay, like they were driving down the main road, they slowed down a little bit and they threw a banana peel out the window and made monkey noises and just shouted like really derogatory terms out of the window. And I was only 8, so I didn't really know what to do. And so I carried on. I went to my friend's house, and I remember just breaking down. I was like, I don't know why it happened. Like, I don't know why anyone would do that. I came home, I spoke to my mum, and it was like, from that point, I was like, no, I hate it. I hate it. I hate my hair, and it just made me feel ugly. That, and it's something. I mean, it's not even small, you know. It's something so big, and it was only one car, but it made such a difference. The way that it made me feel, like I sit here now and I think about it, I wouldn't want anyone at all ever to go through that in their life at any age, especially at the age of 8. And I mean, racism does start younger than that. You know, I've heard of it happening to, like, not through little children, because little children don't. They don't see racism. They just love everyone, you know. But like an adult could say a term to say it, there's a white mum and she's got a mixed baby or a black baby or whatever, something like that. And it's just, yeah, when I came home from that, you know, since then, mum's always told me, she's like, you know, you are beautiful just because, I mean, I was in a mainly white class and school, and so she's like, you know, you might look different to them, but you are still beautiful, and you know, everything that you have to say still matters. And it was just like, wow, okay, yeah. And as I've grown up, I've realized that, you know, like I'm no different. I, you know, I'm the same as everyone else. And yeah, like I would rather protest that out there in a peaceful way. I have my dad as well, you know, he's great. I mean, because he's experienced so much racism, he's sort of a lot more quiet on the matter, because he tried to talk about it when he was younger, but I mean it was the 60s, so you know, it was a lot more just like, oh, leave it, you know, it happens, get over it. And so yeah, like he's just sort of in a way he's used to it. But my mum, yeah, she really wanted to show me that it really didn't matter what colour my skin was. I was still the same, and I was still beautiful, and I still mattered. I just want to say, like, about the protests that we do, like, they are 100% peaceful. You know, we all, especially with what's going on, we all do distance out, because I had a few people message that were like, you really shouldn't be doing this, you know. And I understand that. Like, I don't want to put anyone at all in harm's way. Like, from September, I'm training to be a nurse, so I'm not going to do anything that I know would harm someone in any sort of way. And I just, you know, I know obviously racism still happens, and there's people still out there experiencing it, but I just want them to know 100% that they are not alone when it happens. When it happens, you do feel so like alone, and you're like, well, why? That why is it me? But I can tell you are not alone when it happens. And there is so many of us out here, you know, black, white, Asian, you know, we all support you, and we don't want you to feel alone, and we want to remind you that you're not alone. And I suppose finally, just the support that we've got is amazing, and I'm so, so, so happy and so like thankful for that, the strangers that came along. Oh, I'm so thankful for everyone that's came out to support.